Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather this morning in the house of the Lord. It's good to see faces in the sanctuary this morning. Thanking God for his goodness, amen. His blessings upon us. Trusting others are still on their way, and the children that were here this morning, thank God for them. Thank God for all that he has done for us. Can't thank him enough for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his loving kindness to us. He has been good to us, saints of God. We thank him. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Sister Holmes didn't reach out this morning to me, so I'm trusting she's going to be here. Call her, but normally if she's not, she will let me know to call her. So we're just going to trust that she's on her way. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. Thank you for your hand of love, your mercy extended unto each and every one of us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have blessed us. You've been so kind and merciful to us, Lord God. You woke us up this morning. You clothed us in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs, and you've blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing the brothers and sisters of the household of faith to be out this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing Sister India to be here, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for being able to get off her job to be here. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her and all that thou art doing and going to do on her behalf, along with infinity and innocence, Lord God. We ask that you remember her household in a special way, Lord God, this day. Father, we thank you for your manifold blessings, Lord God, upon seeing Brother Joseph out this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask your continued blessings be upon him too, Lord God, and remember his family members back in Haiti, Lord God, and remember those that are here, dear Father. Ask, Lord God, likewise, that you would remember Sister Smith. Thank you for her being here, too, dear Father. And ask your continued blessings be upon our dear sister, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord God, look down upon her with favor. Remember her loved ones, Lord God. She's concerned about their Heavenly Father and her desires to see them saved. And so, Lord God, we just ask that you would heal hearts and minds and souls, Lord God, and you send them out to the house of God. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Carol being here and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy extended unto her and her family, Lord God. We ask your blessings, Lord God, upon her extended family, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God.
Yes.
Remember her, Lord God, in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. We know Sister Carol is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear Father, and thank you, Lord God, for her being here, dear Father. A little quiet this morning, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed our dear sister. We thank you, Lord God, to look out and see her, dear Heavenly Father, and all that you've done for Sister Regina. Continue to touch on her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, and her body, Lord God. We know she's had many appointments, Lord God, for various things, Lord God, and we just pray, Lord God, that your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended unto her, Lord God. Remember her in her apartment complex, Lord God. Oftentimes we've lifted it up to you, Lord God, because of the situation, dear Heavenly Father, situation where, Lord God, many times there's not running water or hot water, Lord God, or heat or whatever they need, dear Father. So we ask that you would supply, dear Heavenly Father, speak to the heart of those, dear Father, that are in control, dear Heavenly Father, of these things, and ask that you would help them, Lord God, to realize there are people, Lord God, and individuals living inside of this place, dear Heavenly Father, that need the attentiveness, dear Father, of those, dear Father, that are in charge. We ask that you would bless this Regina in every way she stands in need of. Remember her daughter, Debbie, in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, her grand and great-grand, dear Heavenly Father. We know oftentimes she brings a request for Brother Darnell, dear Father, and we ask that you would remember him in a special way too. Father, we ask likewise that you would remember, Lord God, all of our children. Thank you for them being out, dear Father. We know that some of them return to school, Lord God, on this coming Tuesday, dear Heavenly Father. And we know some, Lord God, are their Father waiting in the balance to see whether they're going to be going back or not due to strikes, dear Father, and various things that are taking place. But Father God in heaven, we know you know all things and you do all things well. And we thank you for the children that you've given us, Lord God. And we know that they're learning. We know that they're receiving. They're hearing the word of God, Lord God, because of the questions we're wearing a mask downstairs, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, the attentiveness, dear Father, that they are to the word of God, dear Father. And even, Lord God, when we heard this morning, Lord God, Matthew asked someone on his job, do you know God? My God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember our children, Lord God, and their concern, Lord God, now for souls, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their souls too, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask likewise that you would bless their parents. Remember them, Lord God. We know they send them out to church, but Lord, help them to get up one morning and come out themselves, Lord God, to hear and to know what their children are learning, dear Father, of thee. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord, Sister Melita, we thank you for her and Brother PJ as they work in the media, Lord God, and we ask that you would bless them, dear Father, and be with them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that they do, Lord God, to bring in souls, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God, how they reach out, dear Heavenly Father, to those who are sick and shut in and unable to get out, dear Father, how, Lord God, also they keep the ministry going, Lord God, to those who are calling in on the internet, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless, Lord God. Remember our state that are afar, dear Heavenly Father. We pray a special prayer for Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. They're in Boston, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to lift her up, dear Heavenly Father. We know her desire, Lord God, is to move back to Ohio. And so, Father God in heaven, we ask that you open up the doors and make a way for her to be able, Lord God, to do so, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray for Sister Sanders and Sister Amy and Sister Teresa down in Florida, dear Father. Thank you for our brothers and sisters there, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon them with favor in every way they stand in need of, Lord God, and bless them, Lord God. Give them their heart's desire, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, when we hear from Sister Sanders, Lord God, and she lets us know, Lord God, how she's eating of the word, dear Father, and having, Lord God, all her spiritual food that she needs, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Marvinia there in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of, Lord God, and be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Father God in heaven, we want to pray, Lord God, for all those who are calling and who are listening in, dear Father, our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Remembering Sister Ruth, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, we ask that you would bless her, dear Father. Remember her and her body, dear Heavenly Father, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Likewise, remember, Lord God, her grandson, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her children, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Lord Stephanie, dear Heavenly Father. She's coming to my mind, Lord God, and we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We're trusting one day, Lord God, that she will be out to hear the word of God, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's not far away from the church, Lord God, just a stone's throw away, dear Heavenly Father, so to speak, dear Father. So we just ask, Lord God, that you would bless her, dear Father, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We know she's had a rough year, Lord God. She's lost many family members this year, Lord God, but we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember this dear sister in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, likewise, we ask, dear Father, a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Lillian. We know, Lord God, she's not able to be out with us this morning, Lord God, but we thank you for our dear sister and ask that you would bless her, be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all of her outreach, even in her neighborhood, Lord God, with those, Lord, she comes in contact with. We thank you for that and ask your blessings upon Sister Lillian in a mighty way, Lord God. Look down upon her with favor. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we know her desire is to be able, Lord God, to get the strength she needs to be out there, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her in her body, build her up where she may be torn down, strengthen her where she may be weakened, and give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Father, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember Sister Holmes, Lord God, we're trusting, Lord, she's on her way, Lord God. We haven't heard, dear Father, but we trust that she's on her way, dear Lord. And, Lord God, we just thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, 96 years old, Lord God, and still setting an example, Lord God, of pressing to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Keeping, Lord God, with what the scriptures say, Lord God, that forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. Father, she's here, dear Heavenly Father, when she's able, Lord God. And I'm trusting, Lord God, when I reach that age, Lord, if you allow me to reach it, Lord God, that I still will have that diligence, Lord God, and that want and that desire and that zeal to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father, when the doors are open, Lord God, that I will be able to say, as the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. No one coming to the house of the Lord is where we're going to find the refuge we
we need, Lord God, for our soul, Lord God, where we can come and sit with our brothers and sisters, Lord God, and worship Jesus together, Lord God, where we can come to your Heavenly Father and praise your name together for all that you've done for us, dear Lord. Oh, Father, you've been a mighty God to us. You've been a merciful Heavenly Father, dear Father. You've been a loving Father, dear Lord. When we think back over our lives, Lord God, and see where you brought us from, Lord God, all we can say is glory to the name of Jesus, dear Father. Because, Lord, as Sister said downstairs, we were all destined, Lord God, for hell, dear Father. But praise your name, Lord God. You butted into our lives, and we, dear Heavenly Father, are children of the Most High God today. Father, we thank you for that and ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our dear Sister June, Lord God, and we thank you for her, dear Lord, and ask that you remember Sister Webb and her family in a special way, Lord God. We know, Lord God, her heart's desire is to be here in the house of the Lord. Her heart's desire is for you to heal, dear Father, her husband in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. And so we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to touch him, Lord God, and heal him in his body, Lord God. We know, Lord God, he has all the appointments and various things that he has to go through, Lord God, but we're trusting you, Lord God, for his healing, Lord God, your healing power upon his body, Lord God. Remember our dear sister, Lord God, Sister June, Lord God. Continue to keep her strong in her faith, Lord God. Continue to keep her, Lord God, in perfect peace, whose mind you said is stayed on thee. Remember her daughters, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandbabies, Lord God, and her, especially her little grandson, Stanley, Lord God. We call him out to you, Lord God, because she asked us to remember him in a special way, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her and all that thou art doing and going to do on her behalf. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask that you remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God. We know we have saints, Lord God, that are traveling in, dear Heavenly Father, and we're asking that you grant traveling mercies over these treacherous highways in which we are living, dear Father. Oh, Father God, some are coming from far, dear Father, and some are near, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, likewise, we all need your protection, Lord God, and your hand of love and mercy, dear Father, as we journey over these highways. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember the Belton family, Lord God, the Jenkins family, Lord God, and others we don't see, dear Heavenly Father, this morning that are normally here. Lord, we are praying likewise that you remember Mr. Dalton, Mike Dalton. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God. And we're concerned, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God, we pray for his soul and ask that you would remember him, Lord God. Help him to remember, Lord God, that we are still here, Lord God. We still love him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, likewise, we ask that you remember Brian Cunningham, dear Father, and his family too, Lord God, and we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, dear Lord. Remember the little Bree, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this child, Lord God, that you brought into the world, dear Father. Although the doctor said they came early, but Lord, she came right on time with what you wanted, dear Lord. So we just ask that you would bless, Father God in heaven. We ask likewise to remember our trustees, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for all the work and Brother Tony, Lord God, that they do here in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Lord, we never want to forget, Lord God, their work, their diligence, Lord God, to the matters, dear Father, of the house of God, Lord God, and how they come over, Lord God, and they don't complain, dear Father. They don't worry, dear Father, and say, well, the gas prices are high, Lord God. No, because they know they're working for the King, dear Lord. They know they're working for the crown, Lord God, and they know, Lord God, that you said, whatsoever we do, to do it heartily unto you, Lord God. And so that's what they do, Lord God. And we thank you for these brethren, Lord God. If we fail to say thank you, Lord God, we ask that you would help them to remember, Lord God, and put in their mind that we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, and giving praise and glory and honor on their behalf. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember all the unsaved, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the souls we've been calling out to you, Lord God, on Tuesday, dear Father, and throughout the week, Lord God. We're looking, Lord God, to see them come into the house of God. We're looking to see them, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're not counting you out, Lord God, because we know you're able, Lord God. You saved us, Lord God. You brought us into the house of family of God, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Be our guide, be our direction, be our strength. Remember our officers, Lord God. Remember Officer Tripp in a special way, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, you remember his family likewise, Lord God. Remember Officer Todd, Lord God. We truly miss him, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him and his family, Lord God. Remember others that we may not have called out their names, Lord God, but you know all about them, dear Father, the sick and the shut-in, Lord God, and the weary, Lord God, the downtrodden, dear Heavenly Father. We pray likewise for our world and our president and our leaders, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for our superintendent, Brother Byrene, and we lift him up, Lord God, this morning in a special way, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, he has a little double duty this week, Lord God. He's got Wednesday night, and then he's got Saturday, if you let us see it, Lord God, for the food pantry service, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we lift him up to you, Lord God, this day, and ask that you would bless, Lord God, as he prepares to bring forth the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake and what you've done for her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her eyes. Continue to strengthen her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Give her the victory, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she's settled in, Lord God. That, Lord God, if she just needs to get a new pair of glasses, Lord God, she's settled in, Lord God, that the doctor would just write out a prescription for her to get it, Lord God. We just thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God. What a beautiful sister in the Lord, dear Father. Very knowledgeable, Lord God. You have blessed this congregation with, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we don't take that for granted, Lord God, because we lift her up to you, Lord God, and we thank you for her and all of her diligence, dear Father. Father, likewise, remembering Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she'll be leading devotional service. Bless this dear sister, Lord God. Be with her, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord, as she anticipates her retirement, Lord God, on tomorrow, Lord God, and we just ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Lord, we praise and honor you, Lord God, and give you the glory of Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, and all that you have done for this dear sister. Be with her in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we don't want to forget anyone, so remember all the things. Remember Brother Robert, Lord God. We know he had to take his daughter back to school last Lord's Day, and we just ask that you would bless him. Remember Brother Reggie, Lord God. We hadn't seen him when we started out the prayer, but remember him, Lord God. We know a couple Sundays, Lord God, he was sick in body, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God. You blessed him on last Lord's Day, Lord God, when him and brother were able to come up and do the bass, Lord God. They were bassing the song, Lord God, and singing to your glory and to your honor. We thank you for that, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done. Remember all of our requests, Lord God, that we have before your throne of grace, Lord God, and your throne of mercy this morning, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for thee, Lord God. We know you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, by the power that worketh within us, Lord God. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we commit these petitions to your hands, dear Heavenly Father. We know you've told us in your word before we ask, you've already answered. Yes. And yet while we were speaking, you would hear. And so, Lord God, we know you've already answered. Let us help us, Lord God, to wait patiently for your answer, dear Heavenly Father. Some may come right away and others may come down the line, dear Father. But help us, Lord God, to keep our hand in your hand, Lord God, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Father, we ask that you bless even in the preaching and teaching of your word this morning. Get the glory out of my life, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, use me in whatever way you see fit, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for what you've done for me and ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Father, I don't take it lightly, Lord God, the responsibility you've given me, Lord God. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I thank you for their prayers, their Father. I thank you for how they lift me up to you, Lord God. And I thank you for how you've answered, Lord God, and all the things that you're doing for me, all the things, Lord God, that you're moving out of the way, Lord God. You have been so good to us, Lord God, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we just ask that you would bless us and be with us, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Father, Lord God in heaven, we just want to lift up right now little Liam, dear Father. Lord God, we know that he was so sick, dear Heavenly Father. Several days of his temperature being 100, Lord God. He's still, Lord God, trying to shake it off, dear Father. Lord, he hasn't had a fever or anything, but Lord, we can just see, Lord God, the toll that it took on this little one's body. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you reach down and touch him, Lord God, and oh, my God in heaven, that you would bless him and be with him. Oh, Father God in heaven, we know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father. And, Lord, there's nothing too hard for thee, Lord God. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord, just bless him, dear Father. Be with his parents, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know we have to have patience, Lord God, and we have to, Lord God. But in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would continue to bless him and not forgetting little Tatum, Lord God. We just wanted you to bless him too, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy to us, dear Father. Lord God, what a day of just thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and praise for what you have done and what you're doing and going to do on our behalf. Help us, Lord God, to receive your goodness, Lord God, and your mercy, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. When the enemy presses sore at us, Lord God, help us, Lord God, not to look at that and say, woe is me or why am I going through? But help us, Lord God, to look at your goodness. And look at your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord God, for touching Sister Bornstein as she comes to my mind. Thank you, Lord God, for being with her, Lord God. Ask your continued blessings upon her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Be her guide, be her direction, be her strength, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray I haven't forgotten anyone, Lord God, but if we have, Lord God, it's not from the heart, it's from the head, Lord God. I just don't remember, Lord God, but I'm just thanking you this morning for your goodness. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for your mercy. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for this family of God, and asking your hand of love and protection be upon us. And every way that we stand in need of, we'll be so careful to give your name this morning, the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen, Lord God. Oh, forget Brother Man, Lord God. Please remember our dear brother. We pray in the name of Jesus. Remember him, Lord God. Look in upon him with favor. We miss him, Lord, dearly, Lord God, but we know he's in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Amen.
Can we sign our worship to the Lord to 527? 527. Praise God. Move in. 527. 527. Seek ye first. That's what we have to do in this life. Seek the Lord first. Welcome him into our service. Eyes all the time. Seek 527. 527.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen. That scripture that Sister Holmes brings so many times. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for his promises, his precious, precious promises. Amen. When we seek his kingdom first.
Yeah.
Amen. Giving glory to God our Father, to Jesus our Savior this morning. Glad to be in the house of God this morning, to be among the saints.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, this morning. We thank God for her, for the prayer that the Spirit of God laid on her heart this morning. Amen. Amen. Knowing that we, as she said, we invite the Spirit of God into the service. In fact, we realize that when we came, he came with us.
Yes, he did. Praise
Amen.
God. God.
He was not here at the building waiting for us. He came with us and in us.
Yeah.
As we thank God for the presence of his Spirit. Glad to be among the saints this morning. Yeah. Greetings to everyone. Our responsive reading is found in Romans chapter 5. Verses 6 through 9. Amen. From God's precious, precious word. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. I see that verse 4 and verse 5 of that chapter mentioned hope. And our Sunday school lesson spoke of the hope of the church. So many times, Pastor Jenkins has said, when we talk about the hope of the church, it's not like the world thinks of hope. Oh, I hope I get this job, or I hope it doesn't rain or things like that. It's not a hope in that, well, it might happen, but it might not. No, our hope in Christ Jesus is steadfast and sure. And we know that it's founded on the promises that God has already made. And so our hope is a trust in God, knowing that what God has promised, he will do. Amen. And that is our hope. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. And if you're able to stand at the reading of God's word, we'll ask if you would stand to honor his precious holy word. Amen. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.
But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, together, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Amen.
Amen. Our salvation is through him. Praise our God. Thank God for his word, for all that he has given us through his word.
Amen.
Again, we're so glad to be here this morning in the presence of the saints, knowing that the Lord is here. And we've gathered together even to lift up our voices in praise to him, but we've also come to pray together to him, knowing that he hears our petitions, knowing that he's able to answer our prayers. And so we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand. Sister India.
Always make
Praise God. The Lord, I'm so glad the Lord receives our thankfulness and our praise to him. Yes, infinity. Lord, for our little ones. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sister Melita. I didn't hear the children, but I didn't hear the very last part. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melita.
Like Sister June texted, and she said, remember that much in prayer, they're waiting to trust in the Lord that September her husband will get that defibrillator vest off. That's the one that if his heart stops pumping it. So that's what they're trusting the Lord.
Amen.
She said she loves the saints and just remember that much.
Amen. Amen. God is able. God is able. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes said you praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness and for every opportunity that she has. She wants to be in the service. Amen. Thank God. Other requests. Sister Carol. Amen. Sister Carol, remember her granddaughter in North Carolina, who was such a blessing. Continue to pray for her whole family. Continue to remember her daughters, Lisa and Linda, as well. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. There's only one Christ. Okay. Amen. Thank you for that admonition, Sister Smith. Certain that exhortation. We certainly pray for you as you pray for us, and we'll pray for ourselves as well. There are times when we have to encourage ourselves. There's no one else around, and so when the enemy wants to try to come in like a flood, and the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And there are times when it's just us and the Lord. We have to pray. We have to be able to pray, because we might not be able to get hold of someone else to be agreed in prayer with us. And that's why it behooves us to get so close to the Lord that we can get a prayer through even on our own behalf.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Are there any other requests? Brother Byron. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll remember him and his soul, and pray to God to give traveling mercy. That's a lot of moving around, and we know that God is able to keep him safe all the way by whatever mode of transportation he's in, whether he's flying or driving or wherever he is. We know that God is able. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Let us not forget, as Sister Smith said, let us not forget Pastor Jenkins as well. Amen. Body, soul, mind, and spirit. The Lord will bless and anoint her with power to proclaim his eternal word. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Millicent would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's a need, come and stand and pray, bow and pray, knowing that the Lord is able to hear and answer, able to answer all of our prayers. Amen. As long as we abide in him.
So we sign our worship to the Lord to page 644. Leave it there. 644. 644. Leave it there. We have our petitions and our desires. Bring them to the Lord. We don't want to carry them back. We want to leave them there. Even then, trust that he's going to take care of us. Sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus.
Give the world from you and gold, all of its silver and its gold, and you have.
Take your burden.
bring you all. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Come to the Lord this morning, thankfulness in our hearts, gathering around the children this morning. They're due back to school. We just want to pray and thank the Lord for them and his protection he's given our children even through this summer, because many children have lost their lives, and we are truly thankful we still have our children. They've been obedient. They've gotten away from danger, not listening to friends that are trying to get them to do something that they shouldn't do. And we just want to pray and thank the Lord this morning with the prayer request that came forth as the saints gather around the children this morning. We're asking the Lord's protection upon our children, that he will carry them through. He'd watch over and protect them. Not only the ones that are before us this morning, but all of our children. They all need God's protection. So much is happening in the world today, and we just want to pray and ask the Lord for his protection and his mercy upon all, each and every one of us. Amen, amen. Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts one more time just to say thank you. Father, we can't thank you enough for all that you have done for us. Father, how you allowed us to rise this morning with reasonable health and strength in our minds. Father, to clothe in our minds to serve thee, because there's so much stuff that's happened during the night, dear Father, we don't even know about. Dear God, and we know that they were not clothed in their right mind because they were out carousing and doing things that they should not have been doing, dear God. But Father, we want to thank you, dear Father, that you had us in bed sleep, preparing ourselves for this a new day, that you allowed us to arise in from your touch, dear Father, this morning. Father, we know the alarm clocks may have went off, but Lord God, they can go off and we not hear them.
because you had taken us into eternity. But, Father, you allowed us, dear Father, from your touch to hear him and to rise, dear God. Father, you've given us your strength in which we have stood in need of in our bodies, dear God. You touched us in our feet, dear Father, that our feet were able to move, dear God, and our legs were able to carry us, dear Father, dear God. And then we were able to go in and prepare ourselves as we looked in the mirror, dear Father. You allowed us to prepare ourselves for the day, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we had running water, dear Father. We had toothpaste, dear Father, to brush our teeth, dear Father. And Lord, for this we say thank you, because there are many out there that don't have these things, dear God, that are standing on the corner and wish they had a shelter last night, dear Father, a place to lay their head upon a pillow, dear God. Father, that they rested comfortably, dear Father, and then they could get up, dear Father, and to be able to look in a mirror, dear Father, to get themselves prepared. But Father, this morning we are thankful and grateful, dear God, for what you've done for us. Father, and once you prepared us, dear God, that you clothed us, dear Father, in our bodies. You covered us, dear Heavenly Father, and prepared a meal, dear God, upon that table that we were able to sit down and eat, dear Father, and to thank you for before we took partake of it, dear Father. And we say thank you, dear God, because there are some standing that don't have this, dear Father. They're standing on the streets, dear God, and with signs, dear Father, hungry, dear God. No place to live, dear Father. I just need a few dollars here or there. And Father, we say thank you for what you have done for us. We can't thank you enough this morning, dear God, for all these you have done. We don't want to just say, dear Father, oh, I've got this or I've got that. No, it's only because of you, dear Father. Your grace and your mercy, dear Father, that has shone upon us, dear Father. And we say thank you this morning, dear God, and just ask that you bless. You prepared us, dear God, and we drove in our vehicles to get ourselves here. You've guided us over the highways and byways, dear God. There were many accidents, no doubt, this past week, dear Father, where someone has lost their life or maybe in a hospital, dear Father, maimed, dear Father, from an accident. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. We thank you for your safety that you gave us as we drove, dear God. You allowed our eyes, dear Father, to look about, dear Father. You allowed our hands and our feet to move, dear Father, according to the traffic, dear Heavenly Father. And for this we say thank you. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless. And Father, as we began to come into the house of God this morning, we were grateful. We were thankful. We were thanking you when we pulled into the parking lot for safety and travels, dear Father. Lord God, we thank you for our footsteps, dear Heavenly Father, even this morning. Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless and keep us, dear Father. Lead us, guide us, and protect us. And then when we came into the building, dear Father, Lord God, you allowed us, dear Father, to greet one another with a smile, dear Father, wanting to see each other, dear God. Father, we just say thank you, dear God. Those that we are missing that are not well in body, dear God, we ask that you bless them. Keep them, dear Father. Guide them and protect them, dear God. Allow them to know we are praying for them, dear God. We miss them, dear Father. And Lord God, as we went into our Sunday school classes to learn of thee this morning, questions asked, dear Father. Lord God, to read your word to back up the questions, dear God. We didn't answer it on our own. We answered it by your word, dear God. And we say thank you, dear Father, because you told us if we look in your word, we can find answers to everything that we have a question for. Father, we can pray unto thee, dear God, and know that you can answer our prayer. Father, we thank you for our children, dear God, this morning. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you be with them. We thank you how you've taken some of them down the highway and back, dear God. Vacations here and there, dear Father. Birthdays we've had throughout this year thus far. We say thank you, dear God, as our children are growing up. There are some who have laid their children to rest, dear God, earlier this year that aren't able, dear Father, to smile in their children's face, to hug them one more time. I've heard a song that said, if I could have hugged them one more time, if I could have had one more day with them. Father, we thank you, dear God, that you've given us another day to see our children. Hug them about their neck, dear God, and let them know that we love them, and most of all, you love them, dear God. Father, we ask that you be with our children, dear Father. Watch over and protect them as they start off on this new journey to school this week, dear Father. We're asking your protection upon them, dear Father. So much is happening in our schools this day, dear God. Father, children are being shot. Children are being just mutilated in their bodies, dear God. As we heard earlier this year, that shooting, dear God, just before the last day of school, these parents lost their babies. Father, little children, dear God, elementary school, these little bodies were just destroyed, dear Father, from someone, dear God, that allowed Satan to rule in their mind, dear Heavenly Father. And they came in and just destroyed these families, dear God. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, your protection upon these children. Father, go with them, dear Father, on the school bus. Those that are walking to school, dear Father. Those that parents that are carrying to school. Friends that are driving them to school. Father, help them, dear God, to watch what they're doing, dear God. We need your protection upon these children, dear Father. They are our future generation as you would have them to grow up. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would protect them. Remember the parents, dear God. Father, as they allow their children to go out, dear Father, no doubt they're nervous in their mind, dear God. But we're asking that you settle their hearts, dear Father, that they believe and trust, dear God, that they've been prayed for and that these children can go into school and sit down and learn, dear God. Remember the faculty, the teachers, dear Father. Lord, no doubt many of them have lost their lives, dear God, standing in there to protect these children. We're asking your protection upon them likewise, dear God. They need your protection because they don't have protection when someone walks in with an R-15, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would protect these children, these teachers, the staff, the bus drivers, dear God. We don't know they're getting on buses, dear God. We don't know who has what when these children get on a bus. Some of these children's homes are just so discombobulated, dear God, that they're angry with the world, dear Father. Lord God, and they're carrying these things, dear God, that they've gotten a hold of to harm someone else, dear Father. We're asking that you get a hold of their minds. Father, we see children aren't being brought up in church, dear Father. Lord, this is where the start is, dear God. You said in your word to train them up, dear Father. Lord God, in Ecclesiastes 12:1, you said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Oh, Lord, you know the scripture, dear Father. I'm trying to, yes, Lord God, thank you. While they're young, dear God, before this time, dear Father, and all this other baggage gets in their mind, dear God, that they go out and harm someone else. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless these children. Remember these parents, dear Father. Bring their children to church. Sit down with their children to hear what's being preached, dear God, so that they know they're being taught right, dear Father. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Lead, guide, and protect each and every one, dear Father. Be with the grandparents. Some of them are carrying the children to school. Some of them are walking their children to school. Father, we're asking your protection on all of our children. All of our children we have here this morning, Father, please protect them as they go. Allow them to learn, dear Father, what they need to learn, dear Father. Help them to be attentive in school, dear Father, not be clowns with the other children, but, Lord God, to sit down and listen and take in what they are to take in, that they may grow and learn, dear Father. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you'd watch over them, be with them, protect them, guide them. In their minds, dear Father, some of them are young, but Lord God, you know what they understand. We don't know what they understand, but you know what they understand, Father. So we're trusting in thee that you care for them, dear God. Father, we ask that you remember the request that went forth this morning. Lord, I may not remember them all, but Father, we know you know them all. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, dear God, protect them, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, as they're on their jobs, dear Father, be it at home or traveling to a job, we ask their protection, your protection upon them, dear God. Father, we ask that you be with them, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect them as they're bringing up two young boys, dear Father, in this world, dear Father. Lord, this world is cruel to our children, dear Father, but we're teaching them the way of thee, dear God, first, dear God. It starts in the home, dear Father. Not once they get out of the home, but in the home, dear God, is where it has to start. So, Father, we're asking that you would be with them, dear Father, as they're training up their little children in the way they should go, dear Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember their grandparents, dear Father, Lord, that are there too to help and protect and guide their little minds, dear Father, in the way of thee. We ask that you remember Brother Tony and Minister Jenkins, dear Father, in a mighty way. Give them too what they stand in need of, dear God, as they travel back and forth across the roadways, dear God, to be there with them, dear Father. We're asking your protection, your guidance, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done for them. Lord, we ask that you remember Sister India, as she too, dear Father, has a little one, dear God, that has to go to school, dear Father. We ask your protection upon little Infinity, dear Father. Lord God, give her the guidance and protection she stands in need of. Even upon her sister, dear God, we ask her protection upon her, dear Father. Give her what she too stands in need of, and let her know, dear God, the saints are praying for her, dear God, not just today, but every day, Father, that she would do right, dear Father, by thee. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would bless her. Watch over, protect her, dear God. Father, give her what she stands in need of. Be with Sister India on her job. Father, as she cares for her children, dear Father, watch over and protect her, dear God. You know her heart is heavy this morning. And Father, we just ask that you bless her, dear Father. Allow her to give it all to thee, dear Heavenly Father. And let her know that you will care for her, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, you bless her. Father, remember Brother Pierre, dear Father, with his little one, dear God. Remember little Angela as she's going to school, dear Father. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Give her what she too stands in need of, dear God, to know that thou art with her, dear God. Father, lead, guide, and direct her, dear Father, we pray. Father, whatever school she's going to, Father, we ask that you bless her. Keep her, dear Father. Watch over and protect her. Remember Brother Pierre, dear Father, as he stands in praise, dear Father. Lord, that you have your hand about him. Likewise, dear God. Father, remember Marguerite, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, as she's there sending her off, dear God, we ask that you would bless, dear God. Have thine own divine way, dear Father, we pray. Father, we ask that you remember Haley and little Grant, dear Father, and Olivia, dear Father, and Matthew and London, dear God, as their parents send them off to school, dear Father. Some are home taught, dear Father, but we still need protection on them, dear God, for those that are coming in, dear Father, to teach them. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would be with them, dear Father. Some are riding buses, dear Father. Protect them on the bus, dear God. Protect the bus drivers as they go, dear Father, that they're cautious and looking, dear Father. Lord God, that no harm is in the way of these children and themselves. Father, we're asking that you would bless their God in the name of Jesus. Remember Jaslyn, their God, as she too is going off to high school, their Father. Likewise, Lord God, be with her, their Father. Lord, lots of children in the school as I've been there, their God. And Father, haven't been in a school in a while, their Father, but when I walked in and all the children, Lord, your heart just goes out to them, their Father. So much is happening on this corner and that corner at that locker and here and there, dear God, in this classroom. So Father, we're asking you would protect her. Likewise, dear God, give her what she stands in need of. Remember her parents, dear Father, as they're carrying her to the bus stop, dear Father, there in the morning, earlier than we are, dear Father. It's dark still out there, dear God. People are trying to go to work, and they're rushing down the roads, dear Father. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus your protection at the bus stops, Father. Be with these children, dear God, while they stand there and wait, dear God. Protection is needed for our children this day, dear God. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless, lead, guide, and protect, dear God. Remember the aunts and the uncles, dear Father, who are praying for the children that are out there, dear God, watching, dear God. Even as we are out driving to work, we see the children standing at bus stops, dear God. Father, we're just asking your protection upon them and us as well, dear God, as we go, as we see them, the buses stopping to pick them up, that we are obedient when the sign comes out and says stop, that we stop, dear Father, not try to rush through, dear God, at that last second. And Lord God, a child could be running out in the street and there it would be, dear God. We're asking your protection and help us, Lord, to look for these little ones, dear God. They just see that bus and they know they got to get on it. But help us, Lord, to be cognizant when we're out there, dear God, to look because they're not looking for a vehicle that's our size. They're looking for the yellow one to get on. So, Father, we're asking that you be with them likewise, dear God. Help us, dear God, in the name of Jesus this day, Father, to keep these things in our mind and heart as the days go by with the children traveling to school and us traveling. Watch over and protect, dear God, we pray. Now, Father, we ask that you remember the other requests, dear God. I don't remember them all. Remember Sister Holmes' request, dear God. She has grandbabies and great-great-grandbabies going out, dear Father, for school. Protect her, dear Father, while she, too, is praying for them. Father, give her the strength she needs. Remember Sister Blake, dear God. She has nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, dear God, going to school. Protect them, dear God, we pray, dear Father. Lord, remember her request, dear God, that she has upon her heart. We're trusting you, dear Father, for her eyesight, dear God, that you bring it fully in, dear Father, according to your will. Bless her and keep her, dear God. We thank you for what you've done for her, dear God, because you allow her to drive every day that she's got to be out there, Lord. She's seeing, dear Father. Lord God, she may not be able to see everything when she goes to read something, but you're allowing her to see, to drive. And Father, we say thank you, dear God, for this, dear God. Touch her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of as she does the work for you in your house, dear God. Father, she's out purchasing things for this coming Lord's Will Saturday for the food pantry. Whatever is needed extra, dear God. Father, she's out there doing your will. So, Father, we're asking this morning that you would be with Sister Blake. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Brother Blake by her side, dear Father. Give him the strength he stands in need of. Father, no doubt he's her eyes in some situations, dear God. So, Father, we say thank you for him. We thank you for all that you've done for him, dear God, and are going to do, dear God. We just say thank you, dear God, that he's a child of God, dear Father. He's able to be here and be there with his wife, dear God, because her eyes aren't as strong as they used to be, dear Father, but he's able to be by her side to help her through, dear Father. In the house, out of the house, wherever it may be, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus, for Brother Blake, dear Father. Guide him and protect him, dear God. Give him the strength in which he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Brother Joseph. We thank you for seeing him out this morning. Bless him and keep him, Lord God. No doubt he has children or maybe grandchildren going to school. Father, we ask that you watch over and protect them, dear God. Give them what they stand in need of. Father, as he's praying for them and maybe praying before they leave the house, dear God, give them what they stand in need of, dear God. We pray this morning, watch over and protect him, dear God. Give him the strength he too stands in need of as he's driving and caring for those, dear Father, and bringing the different ones into the house of God. Yes. We ask that you would bless this brother, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Give him the strength he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Jacob, dear God. Brother Byron's request, dear Father, as we pray for his son, dear God, who's in the service, dear God. We thank you for him, dear God, and ask that you watch over and protect him, dear God. Father, he's going to be doing some traveling over these next 12 days, I believe he said, dear God. So, Father, we're asking that you give him the protection he needs in the airways, dear Father. Lord God, as I pray, the highways, byways, airways, railways, and seaways, dear God, we just don't know where trouble may be, dear God. So we're asking in the name of Jesus that you bless, dear God. Bring him over the airways, dear God, that he's able to meet with his family and his friends, dear Lord, along the way, dear God, we ask that you bless. Remember the young man he'll be traveling with, dear God. We ask that you be with him, dear God, and his parents, dear God. No doubt wanting to see their child, dear God, that they can put their arms around his neck and let them know, dear Father, that they love them, dear Father. No matter how old they get, dear Heavenly Father, we want to put our arms around our loved ones and let them know we miss them and love them, dear Father. Life is so short, dear God, we see these days because so many have went into eternity of these young children. So, Father, we're asking that you would just bless, dear God. Give Brother Byron the strength he stands in need of as he prays for him, dear God. Remember Madeline and Judy, dear Father. Remember KJ, dear God, in a mighty way, dear Father. We're asking that you speak to the hearts of these young people that feel they're grown and they can do what they want and live how they want, dear Father. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you let them see and know, dear Father, some things they need to, all things they need to do in the order of thee, dear God, how you have the life planned, dear Father, for us. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would just bless lead, guide, and protect us, Father. We thank you for Sister Lorenzine. You brought her through her surgery, dear God, and the healing that you're doing up on her body. Father, we thank you that she's out this morning, dear Father. Continue to heal her, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. She's giving you all the praise, glory, and honor that's due unto thee. Father, we ask that you watch over and protect her in her home. Yes. Give her what she stands in need of as she goes to and fro. Dear Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, Sister Carol, dear Father, yes. Strengthen her, dear Father. Remember her family she put in, dear Father. Lord, we're asking that you bless each and every one of them. No doubt her great grandchildren, her great nieces and nephews all going to school, dear Father. We need your protection upon them. Likewise, Father, bless and keep them, Lord God. Remember Sister Regina. Father, she has a grandson, dear God, that's off to school. Father, we're asking that you would watch over a great-grandson, Father, watch over and protect him, dear God. Father, giving the strength he stands in need of, dear God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Be with her, dear Father. Protect her in her body, in her eyes, dear God. In the building she lives, dear Father, we're asking your protection and guidance there, dear God, for the maintenance to be up and top notch, dear Father, in this home, dear God. This is a place I believe mostly all elderly live there, dear Father. They need these necessities too, Lord. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would just bless. Have thine own divine way, dear Father. We pray in the name of God. Father, if there's any I fell into remember, I ask that you would bless according to your will. Now, Father, we ask that you would remember Minister Jenkins as she stands before us this morning to proclaim the truth of your precious word, not forgetting those on the phone, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we're asking that you would bless their Father as she gives what you have given her to us, dear Father. Lord, help us to take it in, dear Father, to live by your word, dear Father, to walk by your word, not allow someone else to guide our footsteps awry, dear God. Father, because we see so many have gone awry. So, Father, we ask this morning that you would guide us. Let us hear, dear Father, what the word is saying to us, dear God, individually. Take it in, dear Father, and walk according to your word. Help us, Lord. Lead us, guide us, and protect us. Strengthen her in her body as she stands here. We thank you for touching her in her foot. We thank you for touching her in her thumb, dear God. Still a little sore, dear Father, but you are still touching. We're still trusting in thee that you would carry her through this morning. Lead, guide, and protect her. Protect her eyes, dear God. Father, sometimes she gets up here and we know it's nothing but the devil to have it where she can't see the word real quick, dear Father. But Lord God, we know you are mightier than he. So, Father, we're asking this morning that you strengthen her eyes. Give her what she stands in need of, dear God, we pray. We ask these and all blessings. If there be any, I fell into remember. Father, it's the heir of the head and not of the heart. We pray and we ask these and all blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, shall we all say, amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Praise God.
Thank God. Amen. For seasons of prayer.
Praise our God.
Amen. God.
He is Lord. Amen.
Praise,
praise
God.
Our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hear your people in the heat.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, listen to your children pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Worthy.
Thank you.
We pray. Lord. Praise God.
I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. Special offering for today is for the food pantry. And we may pray, we may place that offering in the center plate as we file by. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on the plate to the far right and to the far left. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your love, dear God, wherewith you loved us, Lord. And when we were yet without strength, Christ died for us. Lord, that's how much you loved us. And you still love us, Lord. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, when we come together, Lord, and we are agreed in prayer, dear God, Lord, you hear us as one body of Christ. And so we're so thankful, dear God, that, and we're asking, Lord, that you would just combine, just knit all of our prayers that are rendered unto thee this day, even as one man's prayer, for we are one body in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for all that are present. We thank you, Lord, because, Lord, when we lift up our prayers to thee, Lord, we do it in faith.
Yes.
And, Lord, we do it with an expectation, Lord, that you will hear and that you will answer our prayers. And so we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for prayer. We thank you, Lord, as Sister Millicent prayed, Lord, for all of our children, dear God, that she named. Dear Father, Lord, we just feel, dear God, to call out the names of Tatum.
Amen.
And Liam.
Yes.
We know, Lord, that she prayed for their parents, dear God, and she prayed for their family, dear God. Lord, we just want to call their names out, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, be with Tatum, Lord, as he goes to school, dear Father, realizing, dear God, that he's going out among other children, dear God, that come from other homes, that and the people in those homes, those parents may not know thee.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, that he's coming from a godly home, dear God. And we're so thankful, dear God, that Tatum has even manifested, Lord, an understanding, dear God, of some things of thee, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you've given him compassion in his heart, Lord, for those who are less fortunate, Lord, those who are hungry, those who are out on the street, dear God. Lord, you've given him an understanding, Lord, that salvation is a good thing to have, dear God. Lord, we just thank you for that. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to increase his understanding, dear God. And so, Lord, we just feel, Lord, to call out his name. Lord, remember Tatum in a special way, dear God, even as all the other names were called out. And Lord, remember Liam in a special way, dear God. Lord, as all the other names were called out, dear God. Bless those little children, dear God. Be with them, dear God, even, Lord, as we believe and are sure, Lord, that you're able to be with all the other children whose names were called. Lord, just continue to have your way in us, dear God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Help us, Lord, to be blessings to others, dear God, who don't have, dear God, as you have blessed us, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give us compassion, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to have mercy, dear Father, on others, dear God, who don't have. Help us, dear God, to have your love in our hearts, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and receive these offerings, dear God, as we're bringing them into your storehouse, dear God. Even as you have instructed us to do, Lord, we come and we bring them, Lord, in obedience to thee, dear God. And, Lord, we are glad, dear Father, to be able to obey your word in this way. We pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings and that you would use them, dear Father, according to your will, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, for their disbursement, dear God. For, Lord, you know, Lord, what is best. Lord, you know what is needed, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, even as you have in the past, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would multiply these offerings, dear God. Lord, there are times, dear God, when there's more there, dear God, than what we even know to be there, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, Lord, it's because your hand, dear God, has touched and has multiplied. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise for that. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear God, and pray that you would use both, Lord, that your name might be glorified in all things. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
No choir. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, I'm leaning on I'm safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way of leaning on the everlasting arms. On the everlasting arm, well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, oh, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Me on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near me. On the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, oh, leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, oh, leaning on the everlasting arm, well, I'm leaning, oh, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning
on the everlasting arms.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Amen.
God.
There's nowhere else to leave.
Amen.
Amen. Nowhere else to go. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for service thus far. We're going to stand for a word of prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us. With the holy word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your spirit already manifested, dear God, in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for preparing our hearts, dear God, Lord, to receive your word, Lord, which we know is good for our souls. We thank you, Lord, for preparing our hearts to hear the words of life, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for preparing our hearts to receive, Lord, the word that is able to settle, establish, and strengthen us in thee, dear God. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bless us, dear God. Touch our hearts, Lord, that we might receive, Lord, your eternal word, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that we need it in order to live. We know that we need it in order to please you, dear God. We know that we need it in order to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We know, Lord, that we need your word, dear God, Lord, to be saved by the blood of the Lamb. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins to preach your eternal word, dear God, for the good of our souls. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her, dear God. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear God. And help her, Lord, to proclaim with power your word, dear God. Lord, that hearts and lives might be changed, dear God. Lord, because they've come to thee, dear God, through your eternal word. We know, Lord, your word says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and anoint, Lord, your servant, dear God, whom you have chosen, dear God, to bring your word to us. Bless and have your way, dear God, for every heart's ear, dear God, to hear your word, dear God, and to conduct themselves according, Lord, to what your word commands us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. We truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be here. Giving honor to Sister Blake. I thank God for her. Thank God for all the beautiful prayers rendered today. And thank God for each and every one of the saints of God who are here. It's good to look out and see Brother Samuel Mann here. And when we look out, we don't get to see Brother Mann right now because he's recovering, but we can look at you and and we can see Brother Mann in you. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We just thank God for each and everyone being here today and thank God for his goodness thus far in the service. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you. We, in our hearing this morning, we read Romans, the 5th chapter. We would like to go back there to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. I know we're getting started a little late, but that's all right. We've been in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And we thank God for allowing us that opportunity to be in his presence this day and all that he has done for us. Thank him for his goodness, his mercy, his grace that he has bestowed upon us. Lord bless the reading of your word. We would like to go back to Romans 5, verse 8, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Romans 5, verse 8, Lord bless. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject A merciful God. A merciful God. In our scripture reading this morning, we are reminded of how merciful our Heavenly Father is and just how much He loved us. We are told in the 103rd division of Psalms these words, starting with verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Oh, this is something to think about. You know, when you look around and see all the things that are going on right now in our world today, and many times people will say, oh, I don't understand. Why is the devil doing all these things? Why is God allowing these things to go on? It said the Lord is merciful and gracious. Our God is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, meaning God is not always going to be silent to it. God is not always going to just allow it to continue on. He said, neither will he keep his anger forever. He goes on to say, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, the psalmist in this passage of scripture, he's letting us know just how merciful God has been to us. You see, through his mercy, when we deserve nothing but punishment, our Heavenly Father blessed us. You see, he has not repaid us for the evil that we have done. God's outpouring of his mercy in our lives is his grace, which opened the door to our salvation in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 8, I know you know these well. He says there, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, when we take time to stop and think about just how merciful our God is, we see how every single day our God is blessing us. We're told in one passage of scripture, he daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Do you believe that this afternoon, that God has loaded you with many benefits this day thus far? Although we haven't seen the end of this day, still our Heavenly Father has loaded you and I with benefits. He has blessed us in many, many ways. He says there in Lamentations, the third chapter, verse 23, it says these, starting with verse 22, he says these words, it is of the Lord's mercy. Do you believe that, saint? It's of God's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fell not. Oh, I thank God when I heard sister praying this morning. I thank God for all she prayed for us, even in our traveling. Oh, it's God's mercy as we travel over these highways. You think about all the danger seen and unseen. There are times where people are traveling in cars and they may be under the influence of some substance. They may not be clothed in the right mind. And now we're living in a time where everyone is carrying a gun. Mostly everyone is packing something. People have guns now because we have a carry law where anyone can get a gun. And people, sometimes they're anger. People get upset and people are shooting and killing folks. People, there's all kinds of road rage that is going on, but it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Oh, he said, great is God's faithfulness. Oh, you think about it. When we think about God's mercy, when we think about that, all that God has done for us, despite all the sin that has taken place in our society today, he still shows us mercy. God still shows us grace. He, including waking us up this morning, sister prayed about that. Oh, saints of God, and to those that are lost, think about all that you have in your life today, and that is all because of the love of Almighty God. We have a roof over our head, and
and sister prayed about that. We have transportation. She prayed about that. We have our family. She prayed about that. We have our friends. We have our jobs. Oh, she even prayed that we've gone on vacation and took a little time off, and perhaps even a promotion that you've received on your job. All of these are gifts from a merciful Almighty God. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, if you think about the level of love that God has shown to us, you see in our scripture text, we are told, but God commendeth his love toward us, meaning that God showed or demonstrated his love to us by allowing his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. I know there are times when you and I are going through something, saints of God, in this life, and sometimes we immediately don't see the love of God around us, or maybe the enemy is trying to crowd out the love of God, but we need to, as Paul told the saints there in Ephesus, he said there in Ephesians, that third chapter, for us to get a greater revelation of what God's love is to us. Look at what he said in Ephesians 3, verse 14. It reads, for this cause, he said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, of whom the whole family and heaven and earth is named. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Has God granted that to you? Can you feel the presence of Almighty God in your life? Do you know what your spiritual relationship with Almighty God? He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. Are you strengthened with the might of Almighty God? He said, by the Spirit in the inner man, although this outward man may be perishing, though this outward man is getting older, though this outward man, it may be up in years, and we may be not able to get around as we used to. Look at what he said. Paul said that we are strengthened with the might by his Spirit in the inner man. Has that inner man within us been strengthened in Almighty God? He said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Are we grounded in the love of Almighty God? Has it been rooted in our mind that it was love that sent Jesus to the cross? It was love that kept him on that cross. It was love when he stretched out his hands and he said unto all of us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That was the love of Almighty God. He went on to say there, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, praise our God. You see, when we notice in verse 18 that God's love isn't just one dimensional. There is length, there's height, there's depth, there's breadth to it. Oftentimes, we never see the multi-dimensional reality of what God's love is. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Paul is talking about the vastness of God's love. He prays that we may know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. You see, our finite minds cannot even imagine how great God's love was and is toward us. But when we think about John 3:16, we see the enormity of his love. You see, his love for us, his love for us is even deeper than a father and a mother's love for their children. Oh, we have children in our congregation. We have fathers and mothers in our congregation who weep over their children, who love their children. But our God's love is absolute. Our God's love is steady. Our God's love is infinite. Do we understand that this afternoon, how much God loved us? You see, everything about God is far beyond our comprehension. The width of God's love means that God has no boundaries. It's impossible to get beyond his reach. Why? Because his love reaches all corners. It reaches all nooks and crannies of our lives. Then there are the height and depth of Christ's love.
which reaches higher than the highest that you can and you and I can rise up. His love reaches through the deepest and lowest parts of any discouragement that you and I might have. You know, he may have woke up this morning and said, oh, Sister Renee, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling all that good. But guess what? God's love reaches beyond that. Yeah. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Amen.
He has no boundaries with his love. He loves us. You see, it's impossible to get beyond God's love. There is a length of his love. God's love continues for the entire length of our lives. Why? Because you and I serve an eternal God. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I love thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise our God. Oh, it was God's loving kindness that drew you and I to Christ Jesus. You see, God's love is not some puppy love, but it is agape love. It's an unconditional love. Where Jesus said in John 15, verse 13, these words, where he said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Are you a friend of Jesus this afternoon? Or do you know Jesus in the free pardon of your sin? You see, God's love is that Jesus Christ laid down his life for his friends, for sinners, for you and me. Christ laid down his life in order that we could have God's love. And it is through Jesus Christ that we come to know what God's love is all about. You see, in this passage of scripture, it is letting us know that God loved us to the degree that he was willing to pay a price for you and I's redemption. And all our Father did. We are told in Isaiah 53 these words, starting in verse 4 of that scripture, he said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Oh, he didn't mention who it was, but we know who it is. It is speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Oh, you think about what our Savior went through, what he went through for you and I. You see, all of our sins were laid on him. Everything that we have done had been laid upon Jesus Christ. And we didn't have to carry those burdens because Jesus Christ went to the cross for you and I. Oh, but there's something we have to do in order for us to receive the blessing of what God sent his son to do. And that means we have to believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he went on to say, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. You think about it, Jesus Christ was our substitution. He said the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Praise our God. Oh, this healing is spiritual healing. This healing is speaking about our souls being healed, our souls being right with Almighty God. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, while we were out there in sin, our Lord and Savior was dying on a cruel cross for you and I. He said he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Our Savior went through something. He was persecuted, yet he opened not his mouth. Praise our God. Oh, why didn't he open his mouth? But he knew he was the only one worthy to take on what he had to do. Praise our God. It went on to say he was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Praise our God. Sometimes, saints of God, we may be going through something, and some of us can't even be quiet long enough to hear God speak to us. You know, the enemy will try to get us to get into whoa, it's me kind of things. Oh, I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I've been there when I've had to cry out to Almighty God, help me, Lord God. Help me in my affliction. Help me in my infirmity. Help me in all these things that I'm going through so that, Lord God, I will not find myself complaining or whining or murmuring because you've been so good to me. Amen? Oh, how many know what I'm talking about? How good God has been to. Yeah, I can say it, saints of God, because God has blessed me a mighty long way, and he's brought me a mighty long way. There are things that I've had to learn, as all of us have. You know, when Brother Levester always shared, it takes time to be holy. We still aren't, we haven't arrived yet because none of us have gone on to into eternity. So we still have to strive to make it in at the straight gate. Just because we've been saved from some for a little bit of time doesn't mean that we stop striving. Doesn't mean that we don't keep searching ourselves to make sure we are standing as God would have us to stand. Just because I preach the word of God doesn't mean I can't. I don't search myself to make sure I am still right with Almighty God. You see, I've got to be right with God in order to be able to stand before God's people.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Well, all of us have to be right. Not only me, Sister Blake, Brother Byrene, our teachers, Brother Levester, Sister Smith, Sister Millicent. When we're teaching the word of God, we still have to be right with God also. I know there are times that many in our world today, they think when they come into the pastorship, well, I don't have to abide by those rules. You know, many in CEO companies and the CEOs, they'll say to you, oh, well, they don't have to abide by these rules. These rules are made for the layman, the lay people. No, God doesn't have it that way.
Amen.
All the laws of God and what God has said and commandments of God, all of us have to abide by them if we want to make it into the kingdom of God. Praise our God. He said he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. You Bible students know the story. How he was taken outside of the city. He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. See, Christ did nothing wrong, but he went to the cross for you and I.
Amen.
Yet it pleased the Lord. You think about it. Oh, this is the mercy of Almighty God. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. You see, his love for man is a gift that has been given to everyone unconditionally. To those faithful to his word, God loves us with joy and with gladness. God loves to those who are in sin. He loves you out of mercy and his grace. Oh, saints of God, when we read John 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world, and I know we know it well, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, we can truly see the enormity of his love toward us. There is so much to unpack in this very scripture, in the entire word of God. You see, this scripture tells us the fullness of God's love. It tells us his love is unconditional, that God loves us because God is love. And it shows us that his love is unlimited. You see, that great love caused him to send his only begotten son to the cross to die for your sins and mine and for the sins of the entire world, sins that he did not commit. It caused his son to agonize in the Garden of Gethsemane, where we are told in the Gospel of Luke, 22, verse 44, that his sweat was as if it were great drops of blood. All this while we were still enemies with Almighty God. Yes, he sent his son to pay our sin debt with his blood shed on the cross. He died on the cross for you and I. What a merciful God we serve. Our scripture text this afternoon is letting us know that before we believe, Christ died to redeem us back to the Father. Before we were sorry for our sins, God gave us for Christ's sake. Praise or forgave us for Christ's sake. While we hated him, while we cursed him, while we did not love him, oh, our God still loved you and I. Yes, we can say he did it all for you. He did it all for me. He did it all for this entire world. Because the word of God said, for God so loved the world. He wasn't the plants, it wasn't the trees and all that, but the world means God loved all mankind that he sent his son to die. Oh, saints of God, I believe if people really understood the love of God and his gospel message to the world, that it would mend this broken world in which we are living right now. We wouldn't see all the fighting and all the stuff that is going on, all the division that's happening in our world today. Oh, some of us may want to take a blind eye to it and may want to say, well, I don't know, that's politics, that's it. Oh, saints of God, it's happening in real time. We're seeing the very things that are happening on Capitol Hill, whether we want to believe it or not. It is true. It is happening all around. But Lord, the word of God lets us know we don't have to be soon shaken by it. The word Jesus told us in the word about these things were going to happen. Why? Because the love of many has waxed cold. Folks are cold toward the things of God. They don't love God as they should love God. They love all the things of the world, but they don't love Almighty God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Oh, if we love God as we should, this house of God should be packed this morning. But then we go by the ball field. We'll see the soccer ball fields going on. We'll see the children going to matches. We'll see the cheerleading practices going on. We'll see them going to gymnastics and various things. But we'll make excuses for making sure our children are in the house of God. Oh, saints of God, I tell you, we were sitting down this morning and hearing the children in the lesson and some of the questions and comments that they were making this morning lets me know that our children are listening. Our children are hearing what is being said. They are studying. They understand the word of God. Oh, yeah, that's why Sister was saying it when the Lord gave her in the prayer to remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Our children are being taught the word of God. Oh, Matthew said, he let us know that he has shared with someone on his job. He said, one of my associates. He said, I asked him, do you know God? Oh, thanks to God, that's deep. That's one of our young people asking someone else about whether they know God. And then the young man replied to him. He was telling us. He said, well, no, I don't believe in God. Because Matthew asked him, do you believe in God? And he said, I don't believe in God because of all the evilness, God, all this evilness that's going on. Oh, my, my, my. So that's the same with most people today. They believe that the evilness that is happening is because of Almighty God. They go into the word of God and they began to read over in Isaiah, I believe it is, in that 45th chapter of Isaiah, where he says in the word of God in that 7th verse, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. People misunderstand the word of God. Why? They lack understanding of what thus saith the Lord. When the word of God says, I make peace and create evil, God is letting us know he permits evil to, and he allows it to happen. Why? Because if you go into Proverbs, he said, you said it not all my wise counsel. Everything God has told us to do, we've told God we don't want you in our business. So God has allowed and permits evil to happen in our world. People will run around and say, well, why is God allowing folks to kill babies? Why is God allowing this? Don't ask God why he's allowing.
Amen. Amen.
But look at the heart of mankind and what is transpiring inside of a man's heart that will cause someone to take a life that they did not give. Whether that life be a child or whether that life be a grown person, God did not give any of us the right to take another man's life. See, many things need to be put in perspective. We blame God for everything that's going on. But if we think about how we've lived our lives, we discussed this on Wednesday night. Brother brought a lot of this up on Wednesday night. When we were talking in Galatians, that sixth chapter, when it speaks to us there in the Word of God, and it said, be not deceived. Starting there with that seventh verse, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, there's some reaping days, and we may still be going through them right now. As I shared with the saints on Wednesday night, I shared with Sister Blake one day. I said I was crying. I was on my way meditating and speaking to God as I was driving on my way to work. I was sitting there driving. And when I was driving, I was talking to the Lord and asking the Lord, well, Lord, I've been living for you all these years. And I was saying to the Lord about why I'm still going through some things that I'm going through. But then the Lord brought me this scripture. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows. You see, when I was in my sin, there were things I was out there sowing. There were things I was out there doing. You may say, well, Sister Renee, you've been saved for all these years. You've been saved for over 30 years. But God didn't say, just because I've been saved for over 30 years, I'm still not going to reap from those things that I did 50 years ago. Amen. But he said his grace is sufficient. Praise our God.
Amen.
When the temptations come, our God will make a way to escape. Do you believe that?
Yes, he will.
You may look back and you may say, well, no, Sister Renee, I don't believe in that. Oh, but saints of God, you think back over your life. Just allow God to allow you to think back over to the things that you were doing. How some of us may have been out there cursing Almighty God. We may have taken God's name in vain. We may have said things against God. We may have said things against God's people, against God's house, against what God has said in the Word. And now that we are saved, yet God has put our sins as far as the east is from the west. God has removed them from us. But don't think that our God doesn't have a memory. That's not what that is saying. Our God is infinite. Our God is omnipotent. Our God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. God knows everything. Our God still knows. Why? Because if God didn't know, how did he leave it a record on his word on record to tell us about what happened back then when mankind sinned against God? He said all these things he left on record for you and I. He says there in Romans, that 15th chapter, in that fourth verse, he said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through what? Patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. There are things that we've done in our past life that we may be still reaping. But you know what? Our God is allowing us to go through it so we can testify to someone else about how good God has been.
Amen.
God has given us a testimony that we can say to someone, you know, and it doesn't mean that you're gloating in it. Because I don't gloat in what I did when I was out there in the world, because there's nothing to gloat about. Because it's by God's grace and mercy. Praise our God. As Paul said in the Word of God, praise our God. And we have to be careful, saints of God. We never want to boast in what we used to do. But God has allowed us this time to be able to testify to someone else and to let them know about the merciful grace of Almighty God. Let them know that when I was out there in this world, I lived hard in sin. I did these things in sin. I allowed the devil to use me in ways that I never thought that I would ever do. And then you can say, but God, who is rich in mercy, and God, who is rich in his grace, he saved me one day. He brought me from a miserable life of sin. He took me and settled my feet in the straight and narrow way. And I can say, praise be to Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about. Oh, I've heard Brother Marie when we've gone through our Bible study and we're getting ready to go again through Bible study week. I've heard our dear brother get up and say when he thought back to what he used to do, how he was out there in the world. And I'm not only using him because I was out there too, and so were you. But Brother Marie has testified at what God has done for him. See, he didn't know that his wife was here praying for him. He didn't know that the saints of God were lifting him up when he was jumping on those planes and flying from the West Coast to the East Coast. But praise be to Almighty God. He's a man of God today, and he can praise God. He can say, blessed be the Lord who saved my soul. Oh, truly wonderful. As he said to us on Wednesday when he pulled out the song, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Amen. Do you believe that this afternoon?
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, when you sit down and meditate and think about what God saved you from, you can sing that song and say, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Praise his holy name. Praise God and thank God that he saved us. We're not still living that miserable life of sin. Oh, praise our God. You see, in our scripture text, Paul described our pitiful condition before the Lord. He said that we were without strength. He said that we were ungodly. He said we were sinners. And we were enemies of Almighty God. You see, these terms describe just how we were in the eyes of Almighty God. Without strength means that we were powerless, with absolutely no ability to change what we were, powerless to resist the devil, to escape sin. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I could escape the devil. I could do with him. Why were you doing all the sinful things you were doing?
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. We're powerless to escape, to resist the devil. Powerless to resist or escape sin. We were powerless to escape death. Oh, we could not please God when we were out there in the world. Now, that's somebody, some people will say that today. Well, you know, I can still live and go this and do this and still please God. No, you can't. You can't live in the world and still please God.
Amen.
Not the God I serve, amen. You get into the word of God, you'll see what he says about that. He tells you, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. Praise our God. See, when you get into the word of God and you begin to read and understand what thus saith the Lord, you'll understand how you got to come out of this old world. You got to come away from those things that are out there in the world that are trying to draw you back in. Your leisure, you can read 1 John, the second chapter. If you don't understand what Sister Renee's saying, you can read 1 John 2, verse 15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man have the love, the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I believe that is plain, thanks of God. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. See, there's nothing good out there in the world. Sister Milton told the children downstairs, you out there at 2-something in the morning, there's nothing good going on. He said, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Well, we don't love the world. We come out from the world. Praise our God. None of us could have changed our sinful nature by our own efforts. All of us needed God to intervene in our lives. You see, we all had been weakened by sin being in our lives. Sin has a way of penetrating the body, spirit, mind, and soul. Oh, saints of God, our greatest enemy is sin. How people in our society look at it today. Our society is in a dangerous place when it comes to Almighty God. My Bible tells me in Hebrews 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You see, many are challenging the message of the Bible about sin. Sin for many is no longer offensive. No, it has become a norm in the lives of those, some who profess to be saved. It has nearly disappeared from sermon messages. The Bible lets us know that sin is what separates us from God. Mankind cannot save himself from his sins or take himself to heaven, but God can. Our world is upside down right now. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And many, I do believe, do not see the gravity of their sin. Oh, they don't see the seriousness of their sins right now. The enemy has placed in their minds that they don't have to rely upon Almighty God, that they are sufficient of themselves. Oh, we are living in a godless time where people do not recognize or even obey God. Many are so self-confident. Many are so independent and self-sufficient in themselves that they believe that their wealth and their health and all their happiness comes because of their grit and hard work. Oh, therefore, they have little reason to include God in their lives. Saints of God, this is why it's so important for you and I to be strong in our faith in order to win these souls to Jesus Christ. It still alarms me today when I hear that the people of God, that there are people of God who are afraid to stand up for the gospel of Christ. When they meet someone from a different religion, they're afraid to speak out. We're told in 1 Peter 3 these words. He tells us in verse 15 of that scripture, he said, but sanctify the Lord, praise our God. You see, saints, we got to stand for something or we're going to fall for everything. And the thing we need to stand for is the truth of God's word. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. See, we should be ready to give a testimony to someone who asks, why do you serve God? Why do you go to 116 South Wayne Avenue, the church of God? I go to the church of God because it is the church that God, Jesus Christ built. It is the church that Jesus said in the word of God. And I stand on the Bible principle. Also, Paul said in Romans, the first chapter, verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, saints of God, Paul was letting us know that we have nothing to be ashamed about serving Almighty God. We have a gospel worth sharing. Do you believe that? He was saying that this gospel message is the power of God. You see, this scripture text shows us just how merciful God was. God could have revealed his power against sin in any way that God had chosen to do so. He could have wiped mankind from the face of the earth. He could have done anything that he wanted because he is the all-powerful, almighty God. He can do anything. Therefore, it is a blessing to notice that when the Lord moved to do something about sin, he exercised his power in sending mankind the gospel of grace, sending his son, Jesus Christ. Nowhere is the power of God so much visible than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about it for a moment. Jesus in the word of God, let us know in John 1, and I know we know it well, John 1, 1, he said these words, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Do we believe the word of God? He said the same was in the beginning with God. That means Christ Jesus was there with his Father in the beginning. He said all things were made by him. Speaking of our Savior Jesus Christ, he said, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, you think about this. In him was life. Praise our God. Oh, when you're in Jesus Christ, you have life. Praise God. He said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man. We're living in that time right now. All light is being shown to mankind. Mankind is hearing the word of God. God is speaking, saints of God. Look at all the trouble in our land. Look at all the things that are happening. We got flooding going on here. Monsoon rains happening over here. We've got fires, devastating things. We've got all kinds of things that is being shown the power of Almighty God. But as Jesus said here, he said, light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. People cannot see that this is God speaking, that this is God trying to warn mankind, I am coming back. Get ready. Make sure you are ready to go. I am coming back. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, no one knows. No, no one knows when he's coming back. But we've got to be ready when Jesus comes back. There won't be no time to get ready. You see, in a tornado, when something is going on, you hear the warning signs, the sirens are going off. You hear all the beeping on the television going across. Even our phones are going off. There's warning and basic warning going across that a storm is coming. Saints of God, and to those who are listening in unsaved, this is Christ warning us that he is coming back. He is letting us see that there is destruction in the land, and God's going to move his hand. God is not going to allow all this to continue on. You think about it. Go back to the Old Testament and begin to read. When God saw that mankind's heart was evil continually, what did God go in to do? God went in and said, I was going to destroy man that I have made. When God looks down right now, thanks of God, and he sees all the things that are going on in our land, what do you think God is thinking? Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. I know God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I know his ways are much higher, but the Holy Spirit is trying to get us to see when God sees the destruction right now that is going on, when God made man upright and mankind has thought out all these interventions, what do you think God is thinking? He might be saying to Jesus, I'm going down to destroy, but guess what? We have a mediator who is Jesus Christ, who's sitting on the right-hand side of God and saying, give them a little bit more time. Lord, don't turn away from them. My Heavenly Father, allow them a little more time. Come to me. That's what Jesus Christ is doing for you and I. Praise our God. I believe one day God is going to say enough is enough. And will you be ready to go? We don't know the day nor the hour. May we be ready to go when he comes back. Amen? Amen. May we all be ready to go. Our God is coming back. And our God is able to do it in a nanosecond. We can be here right now today. And we can be gone today. We can be here right now. And before we reach home, back home, we can be gone. So let us make sure our peace calling is election sure with God. Well, we know the power of God exists. God can take a lost sinner and save him by his grace. And he can make him a new creature. That is a powerful thing. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, that is just what he did for you and me. See, we were wretched when God came to us. We were dead, as the Bible says in Ephesians 2:1, in trespasses and sins. God could have sent us all to hell, but instead he bestowed upon us his grace and his mercy, and he chose to send us his love wrapped up in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God that he loved us first. Praise our God. Amen. Notice that Paul's message is the gospel of Christ. Make no mistake about it. There are many different gospels right now that are being preached in our day and time, but none of them can save your soul like the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul's message, on the other hand, says you are a sinner. And if you die in your sins, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. But God loves you. God sent his son to die. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to die for your sins, and he rose from the dead. You place your faith in him, then you can come and live with Jesus Christ, and you can be saved. Praise our God. Praise our God. Which gospel are you going to trust this afternoon? Is it going to be the one of Jesus Christ? Or is it going to be the one that's being preached right now of prosperity and materialism and all the things that are being preached in the world today? Say to the lost this afternoon, sin wants to take you farther than you want to go. And it wants to keep you there longer than you want to stay. And it wants to cost you more than you want to pay. You see, sin has a way of entrapping you. We're told in James how we can be entrapped by one can be entrapped by their lust. Turn with me there for a moment to James, the first chapter. Look at what it says there in verse 12. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. See, people are talking about, well, God tempt me with that. No, you might be going through a test. He said, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is what? Drawn away of his own lust, wanting something that's out there. You see, lust can destroy you. Lusting after this, lusting after that. This is why we got to crucify that old man, so we're not lusting after the things of this world. He said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. See, lust comes, and then there's enticement. Enticement for you to do wrong. This is what sister and them were talking to the children downstairs about. Oh, they were talking to them. You hear in the news all about these little Kia boys running around stealing folks' cars. Some of them have lost their lives stealing people's cars. And sisters were sharing with the young people downstairs. And one of your friends, you see, because some of our young people are of that age. They're 14 and 15 and 16 years old. We've got some of the older ones. And some of them are out there, and they've got friends that can entice you, that can tell you, come on, you know what? Hey, man, I went down the street, and I stole this little Kia. I'm one of the Kia boys, and tell you to come go for a joyride. Oh, one of the sisters, I don't know if it was Sister Melson or Sister Blake, asked him, are you going to get in? What are you going to do? You see, there's a choice. There's a decision you got to make. You see, you can make that decision to get in that car, going 90, 80, 90 miles down the road, fleeing from the police officer, and end up, as some of them have, dead, run into a building, lose control, because, see, they're 14 years old. They don't know how to maneuver a car. And I believe most of them said, no, they weren't going to get in. They knew it was wrong. You see, saints of God, we got to train them right. We got to train them even down to small as little. I think the youngest one in here is Liam. And as we keep going right on up that ladder, we got Tatum. They got little Infinity, and we got a little Olivia. We keep going right on up. We got a little Angela in there and all the rest of them. Got to train them up in the right way. You see, their minds are little sponges. They're taking in a whole bunch of stuff. They can tell you a lot of things, saints of God. I hear it all the time. Sometimes it amazes me. Where'd you get that from? Oh, they can pick up all the bad. They don't always necessarily pick up the good thing, but they can pick up all the negativity, and they run with that. Oh, but thanks to God, we've got to keep them, our children. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, we can't expose. We can't keep them from everything. No, you can't, but you can train them up in the way they should go. You can train them the right way. You can tell them what Jesus said. And I know when they get to an older age and they get to an age of 18, 21, and they say they're grown, then they're going to go out and do what they want to do. But as long as you train them the right way, praise our God. You don't have to worry about it. If they get up there, I used to tell folks when they used to say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, Maria's down there in the land. I said, Maria's 20-something years old. She's a grown woman now. I trained her the right way. If she's going down the land to do something she ain't supposed to do, God's watching. I don't have to watch. Remember, he said he'll bring all darkness to what? You may think you're doing it in the shadows of darkness and nobody's seeing it. God sees it. Go back and read about David. He said you did it secretly. See, you may think that you can sneak around and dip and dodge and all this kind of stuff, and I'm getting away, but you can't even dip and dodge in our time in which we live right now. Amen. There are cameras on every corner. Amen. You may think, oh, well, I'm going to go here. And then something happened, and next thing you know, somebody sees on TV your car going by on the camera. Oh, that's the time in which we live. Oh, that's the time in which we live right now. And then these phones that we have, that some of us can't leave home without them. They track everywhere we're going. All they got to do is go to a tower, and they can see how many of us have been sitting here. We've been in this place. And how long we've been here. Why? Because our numbers are pinging off the tower wherever it might be. And some of us can't leave home without it. Oh, I got to have my cell phone. But it's nothing but a tracking device. But God knows exactly where you are every hour of the day. Every hour of the day. Amen. I tell you, saints, I heard downstairs, I was listening with the children. Let's pray for them. I want them to get a clear understanding of the word of God. One said, well, if you get to heaven and then you don't want to be there, why would you want to get to heaven and not be there? There's nothing down here in this earth that compares to heaven and all of its glory. See, that's how the enemy works. The enemy will have your mind thinking of all these things. But think on the good things of Almighty God. Think on the eternal home. Think on what the word of God says, the little bit it shares with us about heaven. See, God just gave us a taste of what it's going to be like. So we would hunger and thirst after it, so that we would continue to live according to God's eternal word. You think about what he says there in Revelation 21. He said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more. See, don't misunderstand. This is not talking about the kingdom of where God is living. He said, I went on John, and John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. He said, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. They talked about this in the Sunday school review. And I believe it was Brother Byron and Sister Blake. And they were talking about God, Jesus is coming back to receive the bride. He said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Oh, and look at verse 4. He said, and God, oh, praise our God. Just think about it. And God shall wipe away all tears. Thanks to God, you don't have to cry anymore. He went on to say there, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Oh, we don't have to worry about standing over a casket crying. We don't have to worry about that no more. He said, neither sorrow. You don't have to worry about sorrow. He went on to say, no crying. Oh, praise our God. He said, neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, you don't have to worry about arthritis and whatever else you might have. You might not be able to put your legs down today, but you don't have to worry about it. He said, for the former things are what? Are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Praise God. Praise God. We'll have a new body, saints. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more worry. We're going to have a new body, a new life in Christ Jesus. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. The things of Almighty God is true, and they are faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That means you can feel it, saints of God. You don't have to have no ifs, ands, or buts. It is sealed. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst, and of the fountain of the water of life freely. Are you drinking of the water of Jesus Christ, the life freely, this afternoon? Praise God. Praise our God. He said, he that cometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Praise our God. Are you the son of God this afternoon? Then praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for it being left on record for us. Praise our God. Oh, he tells us, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go back to James 1 and let's finish reading there. He went on to say there, I'll start back at verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He said, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. He said, do not err, my beloved brother. Saints of God, let us not err. Let us stand on the truth of God's eternal word. Also, there are many examples in the Bible where God's people got trapped in sin, snare. We all know the one of David. No doubt in my mind, he never thought that he would be found outside of the will of God. But that is just what sin did for him. I ask you in your leisure, due to time, saints of God, to read 2 Samuel 11 and 2 Samuel 12. And then there was Judas Iscariot. We all know the story. He had the sin of greed. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, leading to Jesus' arrest. The Bible says in John 12, verse 5, that he was a thief. My. I ask you in your leisure to read John 12 and John 13. Also read John 18 and Matthew 26 of how Jesus foretells his betrayal. You see, sin is nothing to play around with. And then you read the story of Samson and Judges, between Judges 13 through 16. He played around with sin and tempted God. And the word of God tells us in Judges 16, verse 20, he wist, meaning he knew not, that the Lord was departed from him. To our young people and to those that are out of the ark of safety, we have a privilege to come to God. Many of you have had a privilege of being, many coming along have had a privilege of being led by the things of Almighty God. Some have been brought up in a God-fearing home. Don't be like Samson. His story is a lesson in squandering one's spiritual inheritance and gifts. The Bible students know the story of how Samson was born to a couple who had experienced the pain and shame of being barren. Samson was a result of a direct intervention by the angel of the Lord. See, there are many of us who have testified of God's grace and God's intervention in our lives when we were children. I truly thank God for Sister Lauren Singh. She's testified and shared with us, and she oftentimes reminds us of how she suffered as a child with bronchial asthma and how God has been merciful to her throughout her life. Let us not get so ensnared by the world that we don't recognize or that we're not willing to share the things that God has brought us through. Let us not be ashamed to tell the others what the Lord has done for us. But God truly has been good for us. Also, let us not get ensnared by the world that we don't even know the Lord has left us. You see, people are getting out there in the world right now, and they're doing things, and God has completely left them. Sin has a way of doing that. Many have lost their first love for Jesus Christ, as we said before. See, when you toil around with Delilahs of this life or of this age and time, you might lose your soul too. See, Samson kept the sign of his vows, long hair, but he lost the relationship with Almighty God. We don't want to lose our relationship with God. We want to stand for truth and for righteousness. Praise our God. People right now in our day and time, and many, it's sad to say, in the religious realm, have gotten so used to slow backsliding. They're just backsliding slowly. You know, they did one time they come to church, next time you don't see them. And then there's excuse on top of excuses. They haven't even noticed that the Spirit of God has left them. The Spirit of God has departed from them, has gone away. They're now entrapped in their sins, and they're still making excuses. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, that's what you know. That's according to the word of God. Because my Bible tells me, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. Do we not see the day approaching according to the word of God? We don't know the day nor the hour, but we can see that the day is approaching. We need to be together. We come together to find strength. We come together, as Brother Brian has shared with us many times before, iron sharpens iron. We help each other. When we come together here on Tuesdays and we're here and we're praying, I thank God for Brother Levester. He always says, oh, I'm so glad to come in the house on Tuesday. Oh, when I got up this morning, I was thinking about being here in the house of God. And this is prayer meeting Tuesday, coming in and getting down on our knees and praying. I thank God because one Tuesday when we came in, I had little Liam with me.
And we have put down the little mats for our knees because, you know, our prayers are a little long, thanks to God. And we got down there. And next thing you know, little Liam came in and saw the little mat. Sister Blake had laid him down. And next thing you know, he went over there and got down on the bench. And he laid his head down like this. That brother Jackson had told me before. He said, sister, don't stop breathing. Let them come so they can see us down praying. And here he came in there. And the first thing he did was drop down on that mat and down on the bench. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our children are watching us. Our children are seeing how we're living for the Lord. They want to know how we're living so that when they get older, they can tell somebody, well, I saw the saints on the ground calling out my name. I saw the saints when I went into the house of the Lord. They were praying. They were calling out names of all sorts of people and praying that God will save their soul. And I heard them say my name in that prayer. They were praying for me when I didn't know who I was. They were praying and lifting my name up to all. Almighty God. So when Liam stepped there one day and he looked at Sister Maria, his mom, and he was so sick, he said, help me. Praise our God. We can look to Almighty God and we can say, help me, Lord. Help me in the name of Jesus to live my life according to your word. I want to be all that you called me out to be. Praise your name. Praise your name. And I know God will help us, saints of God. Our God can bring us through, saints of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, the grace of God, the mercy of God has been bestowed upon us, saints of God, that we can cry out to God even in the midnight hour. We can get up and cry out to Almighty God. As Sister said earlier on, we may not be able to call on the saints. We may not be able to call on one another, but we can call on Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? There are times when God will wake you up in the middle of the night, and we're going to wrap it up, saints. We got a late start, but we thank God we're not going to quench the spirit because the Lord blessed sister to pray that prayer, and we thank God for it, but we can always bring back what the Lord has. But you know, saints of God, there are times when we're in the midnight hour. There are times when God will wake us up. I heard Brother Mann say this oftentimes, that there are times at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, that God has waken him up, and brother began to call out all of our names. Oh, I thank God for it, because you know there are times that he's woke me up and I wake up and I'll say, Lord, I don't know why, but I began to pray and began to pray for the saints and began to pray. I don't know who needs this, Lord. Oh, and then there are times when God will wake me up, and the word of God says he gives songs in the night. There are times when the enemy will try to come in and disturb our prayers, our dreams. He'll come in and try to get inside of that when you lay your head down at night. He'll try to bum rush you and bring in all these things, and then God will give you a song. He will give you a song to sing. He will allow you to sing a melody, a hymn that you tucked away in your heart, and then God will give you a scripture, and he allowed that scripture to come forth. How many know what I'm talking about? How many have been there? How many have woken up at 2, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and God is speaking to you? You can hear him audibly speaking, saying something to you, and you begin to pray. You don't run downstairs and turn on ESPN. Or CNN or whatever else is going on. But you drop down on your knees and you begin to cry out to Almighty God. Praise our God. Saints, I've been there. And I thank God we serve a merciful God that allows us to call on him at any time of the day, in any hour of the day. Oh, you may be on your job and the enemy may be coming in. And the enemy may be saying something to you. You can still call on God. You may not be able to jump down on your knees, but you can whisper a prayer. Or you can be in a big dump truck and you can still be praying. Amen. Amen. Or you can be out sweeping or running the tractor or cutting the grass. You can still pray to Almighty God. You can be driving on 270 and still be praying to God. You just don't close your eyes. Amen.
Praise our God. Our God is a merciful God. He's a loving heavenly Father, and he has blessed us. The word of God we read this morning, it said, but God commended his love toward us. And yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise.
Amen. Thank you. Praise. A merciful God. And he is merciful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Sister gave us that scripture in the 103rd Psalm. That eighth verse, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. None of us would be here if not for his mercy. But then the verse 9 said, he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. So for those who are saying, well, all things continue as they are, I'm still in sin, I'm still doing like I want to do, and nothing has happened, he will not keep his anger forever. Amen.
Amen.
So when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. My Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise
so
our God.
The one portion in the message where Sister talked about how we have to have zeal and we can't be doing slow backsliding by forsaking those things that we have been commanded to do in the Word of God. Slow back. It's almost I was heard something about the way people are working now, and some that didn't just outright quit. They have a phrase that they use called quiet quitting. They call it quiet quitting, where they didn't go into the supervisor and say, I quit. But they slacked back on the amount of work that they do and the speed at which they do it.
Yeah.
And they call it quiet quitting. We better not be doing that on God.
Amen.
Everything that we do, we want to do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. We want to do it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and spirit. If we love the Lord that way, then that's the way that we'll serve him. Amen. We don't want to be quietly quitting God and thinking that no one will notice or that God won't notice. If we just put in an appearance every now and then and act like we've been there all the time, that the Lord won't notice. No, that's... We cannot, as Pastor Jenkins said, God is omniscient. God knows all things.
Yes, he does.
And he's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
He's omnipresent. He knows when we're supposed to be somewhere and when we're not. And not only that, he knows where we are. Hey, he's a merciful God, but he will not keep his anger forever. And if we have been called by his name, if we have been redeemed, if we've had our sins forgiven, amen. If once we have tasted of God's mercy and we have been saved, should we even think about turning back?
My.
Should we try to rebuild those things that have already been destroyed in our life, those things that kept us separated from God? Once we're saved, should we go back and try to lay hands on those things again and drag them back into our lives? God forbid.
Praise God. Amen.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Mm-hmm.
My God, amen. We want to do everything that God calls for us to do. We want to be everything that he calls for us to be. We want to look like he tells us we ought to look. We need to talk like he says we ought to talk.
Amen.
Think the thoughts that we ought to think.
Amen.
Praise our God. Because he is a merciful God. But if we have been redeemed and we try to go back and reclaim any of those things that we have been saved from, he will not keep his anger forever.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for this word. Amen. Amen. And we don't want to allow, just talked about Samson and how Delilah came and turned his thoughts aside and turned him away from God. There are spiritual Delilahs out there. And I'm not talking about physical women. I'm talking because we know that the Church of God is a bride of Christ. When we refer to the Church of God, we refer to her as she. So when we're talking about spiritual Delilahs, it can be anything that would turn our heart away from God. And we don't want to submit to that either. Amen. Because God in his mercy gave his best that we might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Let us not reject in any way what God has given for our souls.
Amen.
Number 576 has been requested in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand? Number 576. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of God talking to hearts.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of God able to bring conviction, to speak to our heart that doesn't know God.
Amen.
Amen. And this is a testimony.
Amen.
If the Lord has saved your soul, this is a song that you can sing with the spirit and with the understanding. Shall we stand? Number 576 in the worship of the Lord.
Oh, what a wonderful day. Day I will never forget.
Praise God.
After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made my sins were washed away, and my life was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Praise God!
Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came to the author of grace, he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my life was turned today. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul. Now hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure. There in those mansions of love.
Praise God!
And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessed, he's eternal from his possession, and I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my life was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Is that your experience? Amen. That verse 3 says, now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. Praise God. Amen. It's a hope that is steadfast and sure. I have a future in heaven
for
sure. There in those mansions sublime. That is why we have to make our calling and election sure with God. Amen.
And it's because.
Why is it? It's because of that wonderful day. When at the cross, I believe we've got to come to Jesus. Amen. And we've got to stay in Jesus. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Amen.
Praise God.
There, a precious fountain.
Yes.
Praise our God. That precious fountain is free to all. But we've got to come to that fountain. We've got to come to him.
Yes.
Amen. We have to come to that cross and believe in the salvation of God, believe in the power of God to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then what do we get? Riches eternal. And blessings supernal from his precious hand.
Praise
I received. Amen. When heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen. We were lost and undone. Amen. We were lost and without a Savior. We were without God, with no hope in this world. But at the cross, the Savior made me whole. Amen. And what happened? My sins were washed away. Amen. In the precious blood of Jesus, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Praise our God. Translated us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. Praise our God. We had there was an exchange that was made. Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Born of the Spirit with light from above.
Yes.
Into God's family divine. Praise God. Justified fully. Not halfway.
Praise God.
Justified fully in Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction, the exchange, the transaction so quickly was made. That we don't work our way into salvation. Amen. By the blood of Jesus, that transaction, when we get down to business, when we fully surrender to God, the transaction so quickly was made.
Praise God.
When as a sinner I came, took of the offer of grace he did proffer. So that's what comes through his word.
Exactly.
Amen. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer. He saved me. Oh, praise his dear name. Praise God. When heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. That's what you can get
Praise God.
That's what you can get. That's what it's all about.
Oh, that's God's mercy.
That's God's mercy. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise our
Thank
God.
God.
Yes.
That's his mercy.
Amen.
Amen. That's the glory. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Oh, the glory did roll, did
yeah.
it not? Praise our
Praise
God.
God
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we sing that third verse one
yeah,
more time?
Yeah.
Amen.
Now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions of light. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings eternal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen.
Thank God. Glory to God this morning.
Amen.
This wonderful day.
Amen.
Amen. And if you can sing that in the spirit and with the understanding, blessed are you. Praise our God. Let us hold on to God. Let us hold on to our Savior. Amen. Knowing the price that was paid to redeem us. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his word. Thank God for this great plan of redemption. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Amen. Is there one who has a need? Is there one who needs prayer? Is there one? I want the glory to remain in me. Praise God. I don't ever want to get to the place where other saints are singing this song and I can no longer sing it.
Amen.
I want to be able to sing this song until the Lord comes for me.
Praise God.
Amen. And I want to be able to sing this song in heaven because this will be a song that the angels cannot sing. Amen. Because they have not experienced this great salvation. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him. Thanking him for his power.
Amen.
Thanking him for his word. Thanking him that his power was able to save rank sinners such as what we were. Praise our God. We'll look to the Lord. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for, Lord, keeping us, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, for
Amen.
Anchoring us in thee, dear God. Thank you, dear Father, Lord, for giving us your word, dear God. Lord, so that we can know how to live in this life, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that we might be prepared people, dear God, for the life to come.
Praise
Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us. Lord, when we were yet without strength, Christ died for us. Lord, when we didn't know anything about your mercy, Lord, you had mercy upon us. We thank you, dear God, for your grace. We thank you, dear Father, in that, Lord, you loved us, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your unmerited favor, dear God. Lord, wherewith you gave us, dear Father, a hope beyond this world. And, Lord, through your great salvation and the love of Jesus, Lord, you gave us a right to the tree of life. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be steadfast and true. Help us, Lord, to never forget, dear God, what you've done for us. And, Lord, what you do for us every single day, dear God. Lord, how, Lord, you keep us, dear God. Lord, in the kingdom of God, dear Lord, when we are surrendered to your will. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to ever, Lord, look to you, dear Father. Lord, help us, Lord, to ever look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, dear God. And help us, Lord, to remain in the faith, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us to ever walk in the light of your word, dear Father. Because, Lord, we always, Lord, want to be mindful of the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to be your children indeed, dear Father. Lord, that others may see, Lord, our life and see our good works, that others may see our walk with thee and know, Lord, that salvation is real, dear God. Lord, help us, dear Father, to be an example of believers, dear God. Lord, in word, Lord, in charity, dear God. Father, in purity, Lord, and in faith. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Pastor Jenkins, Lord. And, Lord, giving her the power, dear God, to bring your word, dear God, to our hearts. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give us the grace, dear God, and give us the courage, dear Father, Lord, to continue, Lord, to walk, Lord, in the path, Lord, that you set before us. Have your way in us, dear God, and make us, dear Father, ever, dear God, be surrendered to your will, dear God. Lord, even though we may have to go through some things, Lord, in fact, we will have to go through some things in this life. But, Lord, help us, Lord, to ever be true. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on thee, dear God. Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Maybe see. Anyone who would want to express themselves concerning the word. That's right. Amen. Amen. No, I believe that you said it all. Our life will tell the gospel story. That's right. We will give an account for it. The Bible says we will give an account for the deeds done in this body. Doesn't say what you say. We'll have to give an account for our life, the deeds that we've done will be the account. So we either settle the account with God now, and he will be able to look at our life. And because we're judged out of those things that are written in the Bible, and whether we have obeyed or not will determine whether our name has been written in the book of life. And if our name is not there because of sin that we have committed against God, there will be nothing to be said. Amen. Our life tells the story. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Lawrence. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Praise Amen. Our God. Amen. My, my. Yeah. Yes, my Lord. Yes, yes. My. We, amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Lord C. Amen. Amen. Example of belief. Amen. Yes, Sister India.
Dividing the world in your world with God. It's hard. But you know what? When you keep at it, you will see God will come through and God will be everything that you would ever need. So I just want to say thank you, thank you. When I got down on my knees, y'all was behind you like an army, just like the Bible said. What y'all did is in that Bible. You know, I can say thank you because every Sunday, that's my day and that's the Lord's day. And that's special to me because as a saint, you have to labor. And I want to labor, and my kids want to labor for the Lord. As long as I breathe, as long as God gives me breath and put in my body. I love the Lord, and I just want to say thank you for being there with me in this grace. Thank you for you guys having years of experience and teaching and coming to church. Just thank you for having my back. I love you. And just thank you and thank you both for precious company. Lord, I love you so much. You roll out the red carpet for all your saints. And I'm noticing that. Whether milestones, afflictions, it doesn't matter. I just want to say thank you for keeping my eyes on me, believing what thus says the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, sister. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Sister Maria. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, sister. Thank you. And I thank God for giving you that song. Amen. 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 Yeah, amen. Amen.
You ain't gonna want to leave.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. I'm pointing while we're talking, I recognize Brother Sammy Mann. Brother Sammy, so glad that you're here. Would you like to express yourself? Amen. So glad to see you. Amen. As Sister Jenkins said, as we get older, we begin to look like our brothers and our relatives and so on. And so you are favoring Brother Thomas Mann more and more. So thank the Lord, and so glad to see you this morning. Amen. For our announcements, our meditation, Ephesians 5:27, and if I may, just for a connection, if I may read verses 25, 26, and 27. So if there's someone who's not as familiar with the scripture, they get to tie it all together. Verse 25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." That's Ephesians 5:25-27. Amen. And that's what we have to be if we want to make it in. We have to be that glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We must be holy and without blemish before the Lord. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Food pantry service is scheduled for this Saturday, August 27th, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Please remember this work and Brother Byron Johnson for the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. November turkey giveaway canister is always available for donations. As we've said, we're getting close to the end of August now, and won't be too long, so we thank God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service, Lord's will. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. And pray for Brother Byron Johnson. And even as Brother Byron said on last Wednesday, if we've got other devices that are hooked in, as he said, earphones and things like that, somebody you can get feedback and things like that, that may cause the sound to interference of sound and so on. So let us just have our phone and even charge it beforehand and then unplug it. It will keep the charge. I charge mine before and then take it off of the charger, and if it's 100% before service, as though usually by the whatever two and a half hours at the end, I usually have at least 77% left, so it won't go dead on us. So just so that we are able to hear, everyone's able to hear clearly, and I thank Brother Byron for telling us that, making that suggestion on last Wednesday. Happy birthday blessings this week. And it's not in bold print, but it does say cake in lower auditorium. Happy birthday blessings this week, cake in lower auditorium. That's for the August birthdays. For this Birthdays for this week, Mr. Brian Cunningham on August 24th and Mr. Tatum Belton, August 26th. Amen. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Melita. Amen. As she was scheduled for today to be the bus driver, and we thank God for his blessings on her, for her. And please remember Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann, as they are in the bulletin scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. Yes, Sister Melita. Amen. All right. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. So Sister Melita wants us to remember Brother Brandon, who's traveling to Seattle for his job. And he, Lord's will, he'll be returning on Friday. And to remember Sister Chanel and little Lauren. Lauren will be going to preschool. So we thank God for that as well. Amen. Our thought for today, church is not optional for your children. You make them go to school to be successful. Then you should make them go to church so they may learn how to live eternally. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for that. That's wisdom. There are any other, is there something that you want to announce before?
I just want to acknowledge for children to go back to school. We normally give them out during vacation Bible school, but we didn't have vacation Bible school, so we want to make sure our children have little bags, goodies inside of them. I also want to thank Sister Lauren Singh, because she purchased personally herself one for the girls. So we thank God for that. And supplies, and so there's supplies down here that they need more than what's in the bag. It's looked for.
Amen. 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 We want to encourage them. We want them to do well in school. Amen. Shall we stand? So children, you heard that. So at After we dismiss, make your way over to make your choice. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that, Lord, even while here, Lord, we can have a foretaste, dear God, of the glory and the joy and the rejoicing, dear God. Lord, that we shall have around your throne, dear God, throughout eternity. And we thank you, dear God, Lord, for being able to come together with the saints, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and have your way in us. And we thank you, dear God, for your presence, dear God, among us, Lord. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would be with us, go with us, Lord, and guide us, dear Father, each day, Lord, Father, as we walk, Lord, in your word. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the request that was brought, Lord, by Sister Melita. Lord, we pray that you would remember Brother Brandon, Lord, as he'll be traveling. He'll be flying to Seattle, dear God. And that's quite a long flight, Lord. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and give traveling mercies, dear God. Be with him, dear Father, while he's away. And, dear God, bless his home. Remember his companion and his daughter, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and protect them, dear God. Lord, remember little Lauren, dear God, the Father, going to preschool, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done in that child's life, dear Father. Lord, at the time of her birth, dear God, for there may have been some of the medical professionals that thought she'd never make it. But what is impossible with man is possible with God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, Lord, for being our God who can abolish the impossible. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with us. Bless us, Lord, even, Lord, as we go about, dear Father, those things that you would have us to do on this week. We ask, Lord, for your guidance and for your direction and your protection, dear God, upon us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we may always be in your will, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for our children, dear God, and realizing, Lord, that some of our children are returning to school this week, dear God, perhaps others the week after. But Lord, we pray, even as Sister Millicent prayed, Lord, that you would be with them. Keep them safe, dear God. Bless them in their classes, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear Father, to want to do their best, dear God. For, Lord, you told us, Lord, to always do our best, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us, Lord, and dismiss us, Lord, from this service. Take us, Lord, to our separate homes, dear God. But, Lord, we know, dear God, even though we may physically depart from one another, Lord, we are still one body in Christ Jesus, dear God, and members in particular. And help us to know, Lord, that we are your ambassadors to this world, dear God. Help us, Lord, to always conduct ourselves, Lord, that others may see Christ in us, Lord, and want to glorify thee. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yeah, there's a splendid cake down there.